Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of The Happy Traveler. I am Nurse Kelly, the Chief Nurse Advocate for Wanderly, and I'm so thankful that you have tuned in again for us. I am, of course, as always, very, very excited about this episode, but we really do have some very special guests for you today. You're in for a treat. Today's topic is traveler school, which if you don't know what that is quite yet, you will learn through this podcast, and our Wanderly Allied Launch and Allied Healthcare Travelers in general. So my guests today are Kim and Aaron Gibson. They are both in radiology. They are both travelers, and they have an incredible story that includes a very cute fur baby named Mimi. I will let them tell you a little bit more about themselves. So Kim and Aaron, thank you for being on. Please introduce yourselves.
Awesome. We are so happy to be here.
Yeah, thank you for having us. We're excited too.
Yeah.
Kim and Aaron,
as you said wonderfully in the intro, I do interventional radiology and have been traveling for 6 years. And
I do ultrasound, and obviously we've been traveling together for the last 6 years with our pug, Mimi LaRue, our fur baby traveler. And we've created a Facebook group called Freedom in Scrubs, where we do all kinds of fun trainings and have resources to help travelers get started on their journeys. And we're also the creators of Traveler School, which we're going to talk about here too, which is really fun.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. So you guys are our very first couple on the Happy Traveler. And we're hopeless romantics at Wanderly. Can you guys tell us how you both met?
Oh boy. Okay.
Yeah.
So we,
in a nutshell,
because we had to create a whole YouTube series on how we actually met. But, we met at the hospital in Jacksonville. I used to creep on Kim. I knew when she came in to put her patients on the board back when we didn't have a transport, like
digital system.
It was all handwritten. And so I'd wait by the board, and we ended up meeting, and we hung out.
We just became really, really good friends. We both moved to like the big city of Jacksonville and didn't really know anybody, and became friends, and then became
the rest is history. And then
lovers.
Kim came home one day and said, "You want to do this traveling thing?" And I was like, "Let's go.
Let's do the damn thing."
So yeah, next thing you know, we were on the road and haven't looked back since.
Yeah,
that is awesome. Well, I think that's just great. And I'm super excited to have a couple, and especially one like you. We are very aware of your influence here at Wanderly, and we know that you guys are an incredible platform for travelers. Can you please tell us, I've been so excited to hear about it, tell us all about Traveler School.
Right. Yeah, Traveler School. So first, it's essentially an online training program for healthcare travelers. And we basically wanted to create something, a resource that we wished we would have had 6 years ago. Because when we started traveling 6 years ago, we didn't know anything. We didn't know that there was anything to know, anything to learn. And because of that, we made a ton of mistakes, costly mistakes, and wasted a lot of time trying to figure all of this stuff out. And so we wanted to create a platform where travelers could go and it would have every single thing that they would ever need to know that would help them start traveling smarter, make more money, and not have to make the same mistakes that we did. And we really wanted to save the traveler time, because diving into, you know, listening to this blog or this podcast or this YouTube video or this Facebook group, trying to scrap together a bunch of information can feel very, very overwhelming in the beginning. And so we wanted to just make it super easy that they can sign in and know that they have everything that they need, full access to it and lifetime access to it, all in one easy to use friendly place.
Yeah, and
that
also
was the idea.
And it's kind of one of those things we saw when we were really going through all this, that, you know, where do you even search when you don't know what to search for? And, you know, people don't really know the questions to ask. And that was really something that we tried to do, was answer the questions that people didn't even know they had. And we sat down and we went through all of our 6 years and we wrote down step by step from the beginning to the end of walking through the door at the facility what people would want to know. I mean, we cover everywhere from getting ready to go, the pay packages, the tax home, making sure that's all prepared, negotiations, interviews,
finding housing,
which is Kim's jam. Like, she is awesome at it. And so we give all those steps. prepping the travelers and, you know, giving them the mindset that they need to walk through the door and not only have a successful contract, but have a successful career as a traveler and leave a lasting impression on the facilities that they go into. And we basically put it all together and we are there to support them. It's not just a grab and go. We do live Facebook groups. It's an exclusive group for Traveler School that they come in and we do weekly recaps of all the modules and they can ask us questions. And we are just present that 8 weeks and pretty much forever. We're always in there with them,
yeah,
supporting them, because that's what we wanted.
It's a friendly support system to really learn all the things and to really become an empowered traveler so that you can set yourself up for success to start this incredible journey that we get to go on and have this incredible adventure.
Exactly.
So that was kind of the idea behind it and what we've created. And it's pretty amazing.
It is pretty amazing.
That is amazing. So, Erin, I think I heard you mention it's 8 weeks long. So can you kind of elaborate a little bit on the platform and the format of the actual school part for the audience? Is it all online? Is it through video chat? Is there a booklet they receive in the mail? What's the format of travel?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. Totally. Great question, actually. Thank you. So we created a website, and it is a private website. And what happens is when you get into Traveler School, when you enroll, we send you the password, so it's your password, you log in, and the modules are there for you to go through at your own time. We do see the travelers come in at different stages. We do get the dreamers, we get people that haven't traveled yet, we get people that are, you know, on their second, third, fourth, fifth, whatever, et cetera, contracts. So they can jump around and see what they need. So they can go through it 7 modules, and that's why we do it 8 weeks, because we give them a week of orientation. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, it's inside the course itself, it's 7 modules, and each module is broken down into bite-sized, easy-to-digest lessons, and you go through each module. You can either go through it module by module, or like Erin said, you can jump around, and that itself is 7 modules, and the interactive part of it is we have a Facebook group, and in that group is where we go module by module, week by week, inside the Facebook group, doing live trainings, recaps, Q&As, and walking the travelers through the process, making sure that they're really understanding what they're learning so that they can integrate it into where they're at on their travel.
Absolutely. And we were doing our free trainings in our Facebook group. We realized it was just so long, and so we really broke these videos down. We like to call them lunch break videos, because you can actually get in there, you can get them on your lunch break, you get the material that you need, and then you can move on to the next video. And it covers from start to scratch. I usually joke around and I say the couch to 5K. We basically created like couch to healthcare traveler.
Yeah. So it's really cool. And I think the last thing I'll say about that is that it's really unique in a way that you have, once you enroll, you have lifetime access to it. So you get all the modules all at once. You can dive in, you can binge watch it in a weekend if you want to, which a lot of our travelers will do. Or you can take months to go through all the material, and you can also go through it week by week with us in the Facebook group. So it's really up to you in whatever way feels good, but you have lifetime access to all of the information and all of the updates that we do as right. The industry changes.
We change.
The tax laws change, all of that kind of stuff. We also update it. So, yeah.
So it sounds incredible, but it also sounds like even though it is formatted and very specific, it also sounds almost individualized because people can do it at the comfort of their own home and at their mm-hmm. own pace, and they can learn all of these sorts of things and really go back, it sounds like, for supplemental information for whatever they may be nervous about. Is that right?
Exactly.
It's exactly right. And we've seen that, you know, people can watch these videos and then until they experience it in their real travel lives, you know, they're like, oh, that's cool. I know that. I understand that. But then when they see it, they're like, whoa, wait a minute. Maybe I need to go back and rewatch this video. And they can always do that. They can go back like, I'm in a pay package now. I need to see how it's broken down. I need to understand it. Boom. There's your pay package module. And they go back in and watch.
Or I'm about to start negotiations, or I'm extending on a contract. How can I negotiate my travel reimbursement back into that? Or how much should I be getting paid for, you know, on call and premium rates and things like that? So we really kind of break all of that down and walk them through how to really understand that kind of stuff.
In a very fun way, I might add.
I think that's one thing people have said, that we make learning really fun and entertaining, because some of this stuff is really dry and not that exciting to learn about. So we try to share stories and make it interesting but very value-packed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I definitely went through your website, and you both seem very fun and entertaining, so that surprised me for a minute. And I'm glad we touched on that, because the importance of being prepared as a traveler, I think there's so much more involved in that than what meets the eye. It's not just being ready to go and having your paperwork filled out. Being a traveler is something that's very new. It involves building a community. It involves pay packages and contracts and nursing interviews and healthcare interviews, allied interviews, unlike we've ever seen before. And so every time that a traveler is brand new to traveling, there's so much more that involves when you are talking about being prepared that's involved than in any other type of profession a healthcare professional might encounter. And so I think it's super important that, you know, especially brand new travelers, but even ones that may be on their second, third, fourth assignment, recognize that there are these resources out there and that you don't have to feel like, oh my gosh, is this rate okay? Oh my gosh, is this hospital or location somewhere I want to be? Is this what tax rate? Is this what the kind, the only kind of housing I can have? The importance of being prepared as a traveler really goes in, it has such a large wingspan and variety. And it also is coupled with needing that support system as a traveler in a new place that I think Traveler School sounds like in your Facebook groups and all of the offline support that you both offer is something that really goes unparalleled in that setting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, it really does. And that, go ahead.
No, I totally agree. I think like when Aaron and I first started traveling, we just kind of jumped in and like got a recruit and we're like, we're travelers now, let's do it. And we didn't know like anything else or had any support along the way to figure it out.
And you were talking so well about preparation. And it's just funny to me as healthcare professionals, that's what we pride ourselves on is being prepared for everything. I mean, we do all these clinical hours, we go to school, we read, we do CEUs. It's a constant evolution of learning. And then when people become travelers, they're just like, I'm a traveler. And you're like, no, like you really need to prepare yourself just like you would if you were going into an exam or into a new room or a new floor. You want to be prepared. And it's just funny how we naturally as healthcare workers want to be prepared, but not when we travel. It's just, I don't know. We've seen that a lot.
Well, I think sometimes too, it's not necessarily about like not wanting to take the time to prepare.
Not knowing.
If your recruiter is your source of information, which our recruiter was ours at the time, and they're not educating you, then you're really not understanding the ropes and kind of the ins and outs of the travel industry and how it all works. And I don't think it's just about new travelers. We've met travelers who've been traveling for 5 years and like didn't know that they needed to have a tax home.
Right.
It's like, you know,
sure.
But you only know what you know.
Right. We always say it's not about the quantity of how long you've been traveling. It's about the quality.
Yeah. Quality of the knowledge you've learned and the support you've had along the way, you know?
Definitely. And I think it's super unique that our travel jobs, or we can use you both as a specific example, your radiology travel jobs are the only radiology jobs probably in the country in this crazy profession called travel where you actually have to have a job in radiology before you can take on a radiology travel job. I just think it's so wild how you have to have practice. That's what we're talking about as well when we talk about being prepared, is that travel is the only industry where you actually have to work at your job before you can get a job within that department or unit or hospital as a traveler. That's super unique. Well, will you guys both tell us, because obviously now we've heard about you both, heard about Traveler School. Can you tell us about your experience with traveling as healthcare providers? I know you have a ton of years of experience. I think you mentioned 6, but just your experience as a traveler, and then also your personal experience with other allied travelers.
Good.
Yeah, I think, you know, for us, we hear a lot of just different story, some not so great when it comes to travelers. And I think like for us overall, we've had really positive experiences as travelers. We've met the most incredible people. We've learned a lot. We've gotten to live in some of the coolest cities in the country. And we've had, I mean, don't get me wrong, it's not always rainbows and butterflies, right? That's for sure. We've had our, you know, we've learned a lot of lessons along the way, but we've had an overall good experience, and I think a lot of that has to do with the mindset of a traveler, because I think that, you know, you can know all this logistical stuff, right? You can know how to, you know, find a recruiter and find a job and interviewing, all that jazz. But if you're not going in with the right mindset, you can have a totally different experience. And I think that's something that's so, we're so passionate about that. And that's why we infuse a lot of mindset work into everything that we teach and talk about. Because the mindset, I think, is really what sets the tone for the experience we have as travelers.
Well, yeah. I mean, we always talk that it's a huge external adventure. But if you allow it, traveling is one of the biggest internal adventures that you can ever go on. Because it just really, it's breaking you out of your comfort zone the whole time. You're learning so much about yourself. And yeah. Kim and I have not only grown as people, we've grown as professionals, we've grown as a couple, like exponentially. And the people that left Jacksonville, Florida, 6 years ago are not the people that are sitting here talking to you right now in a very amazing way. And we try every day to, you know, just show up with the best mindset to try to help people, you know, see those downsides as lessons, as opportunities to grow. Yeah. And that's what we've seen in our experience. I also say with like radiology, you know, we are a very small group, of people, but we're not, in relative to what you see out there, but in a whole, we're a pretty decent sized group of travelers. But you don't really run across a lot of radiology travelers in the facility. Whereas I know with nursing, I just did a orientation and there was 14 travelers and they were nurses. And then I was the only one in radiology in the group. And so, you know, when you don't see a lot of other travelers, you don't really have a lot of time to really bounce ideas off of. And so I've seen in radiology, specifically for Allied,
usually, like the only traveler.
We're usually the only travelers in the department. And so it's hard to learn and grow. And that's what I've seen from the Allied side of things. And so really trying to even that playing field and bring a lot of resources to not only travelers in general, but really specific to radiology.
Yeah, totally. We're like represent the radiology people.
Yes. Yes, you are. And I'm so glad that you brought that up because my next question for you was going to be, what do you hope for the future of healthcare travel in areas that are not nursing? Nursing, at least travel nursing, is something I would say a lot of people have at least heard of. And I wouldn't say it's as popular for people to know that there are allied travel positions open or that that's even a thing. And you two are both pioneering and navigating that for all of those who are coming and following in your footsteps, wanting to be these allied travelers. You are their influencers. You are their voice and their advocate. So what do you hope for the future?
I can tell you, Kelly, it's hilarious that when we talk about what we do, people are like, oh, like traveling nurses. Yeah. And we're like, no, like we travel in radiology. They're like, you can do that. And we're like, yes, you can do that. You can also be in the lab. You can be, I mean, there's just,
I know, and,
but we're like, yes, we're nurse travelers.
We're travel nurses.
Yes, travel nurses. Like that's fine. But you know, I've been an advocate for radiology and allied health, you know, throughout my entire career. It's kind of been a big thing of bridging the gap of, you know, really bringing people together and understanding that we're all one big team when we get into the hospital. And it's not this separation of, you know, jobs, and we're all like one huge team, and really bringing the same resources that when people say, oh, you're travel nurses, I want people to just really be like, wow, like I heard about radiology traveling. That sounds amazing. And how do I get into that? And that sounds so much fun. And that's what I really want to bring. Just more resources.
But I want to bring more awareness to it because, like you said, many people refer to us as travel nurses and most people know about travel nursing, but the radiology community, there's not a lot of awareness. There's not a lot of resources or support. Even at TravCon, it's like a travel nursing convention. And so we're trying to rally more people in our community to show up for events like this. And just shedding more light on our community because it's a smaller one, but it's a really powerful one and a fun one.
Right. And I think if we can all come together too, it helps, I guess, what am I trying to say here? It helps everyone learn and everyone grow. And it just becomes this awesome travel community.
Yeah, for sure.
I definitely agree with you. I think all of the pieces are needed for the travel puzzle. And I am so excited to continue to watch you guys grow the allied side of things, especially since Wanderly just launched our allied section. I am so excited. We have been pushing for this and pushing for this and asking for this, and we have finally been able to develop this into something that's real for us, and we are so excited. It launched. It's here. And I don't know how much you guys know about Wanderly, but I will give you a really short synopsis of what we do. But we're a technology platform marketplace. We are not a job board or a lead board or an agency. We don't sell information. We are simply a place to house all of the different jobs for allied and for nurses. And we're able to offer our healthcare travelers the ability to compare pay packages and compare agencies and benefits right there in one place with a universal application that also houses their licensure, their certifications, their documents to be able to send off fully profiled to any recruiter in any position that a healthcare traveler would want to send them to be able to apply for a position. And so to now be able to offer that to Allied, it is brand new. Kim, you and I have talked about this.
We need
to get more radiology in there, and we're working on it. It's not, I won't say it's slow growing or slow moving because it's not, but we do have some things we're continuing to work on and load into the system to be able to offer even more for our healthcare travelers. But I just wanted to know, do you guys have any thoughts on Wanderly in general? Have you been able to check it out? And what do you think?
Yeah. Well, first I found Wanderly a while back and I was looking at the website. I'm like, damn, wow, this is awesome. Like, what a cool resource. And so I didn't realize at the time it was only for nurses. So I was like, oh man, like hopefully, you know, in the future they'll bring on some radiology people. But I think it is such a great resource for travelers. It gives travelers another option to go and to search for jobs, compare pay packages. It's super easy to use, and I love that it just kind of lays everything out there for you. I just think it's a really great resource and just a great addition to, just of a way for travelers to find jobs that fit what they're looking for.
I was absolutely amazed by it. I was actually telling a traveler I work with now in my contract about Wanderly, and I said, just wait. Allied's coming, and when it does, I'm telling you, it is going to be amazing. And I look for userability. That's kind of one thing that I love to look at building, you know, Traveler School. We built that. And so I always want things to be easy. And that was one thing that I really loved about Wanderly was it was so simple to use. And it was just like, boom, this is what I got. This is the areas. Here's the jobs. And then the being able to compare the pay packages.
Yeah.
I was just kind of shocked at some of them, but it was so cool to be able to see that because we've always done things over the phone with our recruiter and our company. And so being able to see the entire forest is amazing instead of having to look at each individual tree, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And that's exactly the kind of feedback that we're hoping for and that we hope that everybody loves. That's why the technology was created, was to solve all of these problems. And that's the only reason, it was to solve the problems for the recruiters, being able to give them fully profiled travelers, and also for all of our travelers that simply, they just want to get the best deal. They want to know all of the information so they can make an educated decision based on their individual needs and based on what they want. And so we are super excited about our Allied launch. And believe me, anyone who's listening, and Kim and Aaron, it is coming on full force. And
we're
continuously listening to the feedback and adjusting accordingly to make sure that everybody is served in the way that we believe that they all should be. So thank you so much for checking it out. And I will just ask you guys, is there anything else that you have to add? Will you be at TravCon? Can you tell us your
website
and your handles? We want to know where we can find all things Kim and Aaron.
Yes.
Well, first, we will definitely be at TravCon this year. We have a booth.
We're going big this year.
Booth. Yeah, so definitely come by, see us. We're going to be doing a couple of talks while we're there. And the best place to find us is KimAndAaronG.com. That leads to our Facebook group, Traveler School, all the things. You can literally find all the things on our website.
And I'm sorry that I have to say this, but it's Kim, K-I-M, and A-N-D, and then Aaron is E-R-R-A-N-G .com. And it, unfortunately, it seems easy, but it's not.
Yeah.
But we're Kim and Aaron G on Instagram, all the things, YouTube, Kim and Aaron G. But definitely stop by and see us in TravCon. We're really excited about this year.
And we have some fun puggy giveaways.
Yeah.
Some cool stuff that we'll be giving away there too. So
the fur baby's the logo.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, definitely save me one of those.
Yeah, we will.
Get rid of all of those. Well, and Aaron, I totally understand. Anytime I tell people my Instagram is Real Nurse Kelly, I'm like, it's Kelly with an EY. So I.
Oh, yep.
So you get it.
Yep.
You get it.
I live that in my daily life, so I'm totally aware and I feel for you. But thank you guys so much. You guys, that concludes this episode of The Happy Traveler, talking all things Traveler School with Kim and Aaron Gibson and the Allied launch from Wanderly. I'm your host,
Nurse Kelly, and I am the Chief Nurse Advocate for Wanderleaf. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we will have another episode ready for you next week.